Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy Biz, COVID-19 2020 edition. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Yes, that Kevin Pollak. With that, hey man, don't come around here looking for answers. All we got are those overripe bananas, but I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we, in no particular order. Say hello to James Heaney. Jim, what's going on after the show today?
After the show today, Joey and I are going to get together to find space colonies.
Perfect. Or say hey to Carla Kukowski. Kiki, Carla, not D. Do you miss most of your clothes?
I don't. I like wearing the same three things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can suck it. look what the puppy dragged in. It's Chris Alvarado. Dr. Alvarado, we'll see you now. How would you feel about it taking three to tango?
Oh, I'm for that. Less, and less pressure on me, you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. Great. Yeah, not suggesting anything. Whoa, there's Craig Kukowski. Cacao, any crafty around the house tips for our quarantine days?
Crafting around the house?
Yeah, crafty. You know, being crafty.
Oh, just being like sly and devious. I've got that in spades, my friend.
I was thinking more of a macrame.
I can't macrame, no.
And last, but check your socks for scorpions if you think him least, it's Joey Greer. Wally, Mr. Greer, I'm a high school senior and I was planning on losing my virginity on prom night. Now what?
I don't know. James has a better stories about fucking in theaters, so I think you gotta hit him up about that.
I'd rather that he not, like... please don't bring me into this.
Enough said. All right, let's do a damn show. Almost all of our scenes are suggested by your listener emails, so please write to us if you'd like to submit yours. And may I make a request? No more pandemic-themed scene suggestions, please. Nor scenes where we play ourselves. That's our only two qualifiers, please. Otherwise, I love all of your emails, and I reply to them all. So let's get to our first. This first scene is brought to us from listener email. Oh, write to us at your name here at alchemythis.com. That's your name here at alchemythis.com. Scene one comes from listener email Wyatt Hunter, who wrote, "Good evening, Alchemists. From the terribly shitty UK, I'm Wyatt, and I finally subscribed as a VIP member." Oh, he wrote into the email, but he is in fact Patreon member, but I have no idea how to use Patreon, it seems. I wrote in some scene suggestion 492 years ago that had a reply saying one will be used in an upcoming episode, but I never found it. Anyhowzer, I digress. I'll keep it simple. My new suggestion is as follows. The alchemists play World of Warcraft, but get sucked into the computer and enter the game. Why, that sounds like two films that have already come out, one being a sequel. So successful is your idea. But they weren't playing World of Warcraft in those movies, were they?
In the World of Warcraft movie, I think they were.
No, you know the movies I'm talking about with Kevin Hart and The Rock?
Jumanji.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Wreck-It Ralph or something.
But isn't Jumanji, they get sucked into the game? Isn't it the same premise?
Yeah. And Rhys Darby. Let's not forget Rhys Darby, huh?
The great.
Give it up for Rhys Darby.
The great and glorious Kiwi known as Rhys Darby. All right, World of Warcraft, we get sucked into the computer and enter the game.
I don't care what you're playing. You have to clean your room.
I'm a healer, and if I'm not healing, then the rest of my group dies, okay, Mom? So I'll clean the room as soon as I'm done.
You know who's going to die, Charlie? You know who's going to die? You're going to die, okay? If you don't clean this room.
Honey, where the hell's my lunch? Honey, can you leave the kid alone for two fucking minutes and make the goddamn lunch?
The lunch was already made. It's in the fridge.
Mom, shut the door. I'm trying to concentrate. I'm a healer, and
Charlie,
I'm just letting people save it.
Charlie, just save it.
Charlie, I've been hit.
Yeah.
I need some healing.
Okay, we'll step back from the front line. I can't come that close up there, okay?
All right, backing up.
Okay.
All right, guys, let's dot these things, okay? Let's get a cycle heal on this, all right? And let's save our cooldowns, okay?
Everybody gather around. It's an area of effect.
I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to make it.
Don't say that. Don't say that. Okay. Do not aggro, okay? Do not aggro on this. All right, now let's just get a buff on that, and let's get a cycle cooldown of a 242, all right?
Okay, let's do it. Let's do it.
Who's going to count it down?
What do you mean count it down? You should have the add-ons?
Charlie, no, you have the add-ons?
Okay, well, the add-ons should be up there. Okay, so we should be cycling through that automatically. Right, okay, great. Okay, access it now.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Okay, everybody should be healed now. Seems like Ed
come on. We got him down. We got him down to 10%. We got him down 10%. Okay, keep hitting. Keep hitting. Keep those
going.
Heals up.
Anymore.
Guys, I got to step away for a second. So be careful. What I got to clean up.
Charlie.
No, you don't understand. If I don't clean up my room, they're gonna kill me. My mother's gonna kill me.
No. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Chris, are you playing that game again? I thought we were gonna have like an us night tonight.
Hold on.
You're like a different person when you're playing that game. Like when you're not playing that game, you're so here. You're so present.
But I'm not. I'm not who I want to be.
With me?
Yeah.
Or with the game. I think you meant with the game, right?
No.
With the game?
Sweetie.
Because I've invested a lot of time and energy and effort into this relationship.
I know. You tell me about all the time you've invested in this.
There's been so much time. Like, I could have spent so much time with so many other guys, Chris.
I know.
Work attack. Work attack.
Oh, shit, babe.
Miko, I need you. Where are you?
One second.
Chris, it's between me and the orc. Who do you choose?
Call me Miko. I'm in. Let's go, guys.
I've got a battle axe. Orc attack.
Update from World of Warcraft. Would you like to accept the update?
What is this?
Should we just do it?
Well, I mean, the game. What the fuck? Is this on your screen, too?
Yeah, I see it. Hold on real quick. Hey, babe.
Oh, do you need something? Because I was just packing my bags. I put our cat in the bag. Oh, shit. That's how serious I am.
Okay, baby, just stay here for 1 second. I'm just gonna update and then I'll be with you.
Wait, yeah, that's insane. So he like totally picked the game over you.
Yeah, it was crazy. When he was saying baby, I couldn't tell if he was talking to me or the game.
Oh my god, you think he was having like an affair with someone in the game?
I think he was having an affair with the game.
Oh, holy shit. He was
cheating
in
on
love
me?
With the game.
Exactly. Oh, I found love notes.
Stop.
I'm dead serious.
Bianca, that is insane. What?
It's true. And now I have this stupid cat that I didn't want in the first place.
Wait. You brought the cat? Where is it? I haven't seen it in the apartment. Tell me it's still in the duffel bags over in the corner.
Yeah, it's in my bag.
Bianca, you've been in my apartment for like 2.5 weeks. There is a dead cat for sure in that duffel bag.
He's fine. He's a fat cat. He's like a Garfield cat.
So he has this like bad Man. Circulation and shit. Like, Bianca, get that cat out of that fucking bag. Seriously, like, are you? There's like a dead animal. That's the smell.
Ma'am, could you just take me to the cat, please?
Okay. Well, this is a very expensive bag. So when you remove it.
Is the cat in this bag?
Yeah, I put the cat in the bag. I was very upset. I wasn't thinking right. And then
you understand you called the Humane Society. Right.
That's what I Googled it. I said, who takes cats? And it said Humane Society.
Right. And what you've done would be considered not humane?
I guess it depends how you look at it.
All right. Let's look at it from your perspective because I'm confused. How did the cat get in the bag? And why
was
the
bag
zipped closed?
But I never wanted the cat in the first place. I just took him to make my boyfriend upset.
Right. Okay. So calling the Humane Society prior to putting the cat in the bag might have been the move.
Yeah, you were right to get a second opinion. At the Inhumane Society, like, we don't give a shit. Like, live, dead, fat, thin.
Yeah.
Mistreated, well-treated. We'll take your cat.
Good. I appreciate it. This is great customer service. What is your name, sir?
Toad.
Toad. Wow. Yeah. That is, you don't happen to play games, do you?
Big time gamer. What are you into? WOW?
Okay, bye.
Wow.
Hey, Bianca.
Dude, what do you mean? What do you mean it didn't work out, bro?
Give me one sec.
Just tell me what's going on, dude. You're not emotionally opening up, bro. You're playing your fucking game, dude.
I'm here.
Okay, hold on.
You called me.
Yeah, I know. Babe, hold on. Dude, give me one sec.
Are you talking to your game or me? Am I the babe or is the game the babe?
Bianca.
Orc attack.
Okay, Bianca, I'm calling you to tell you two things.
Wait, one, hold on, man. Pause that phone call and talk to me, man. All right?
All right, Bianca, hold on. Listen, I'm trying to say goodbye before we...
Are you playing the game, dude? Or are you talking to me, dude?
I'm talking to you.
All right, because it looks like you're playing the game right now, dude.
I mean, I'm also playing the game. I'm just waiting for this thing to upload. Bianca, you there?
Yeah, the Inhumane Society is here right now, and I'm trying to deal with Toad. So just get it off your chest already so I can move on with my life.
Okay.
Oh, man, this cat is in bad shape.
I need to keep that bag. It's a very expensive bag.
I've seen a lot of shit. This is bad.
Okay, well, can you transfer it to a new bag?
I don't know. I think the bag is degrading from the decomposition.
That can't be true. This is a very expensive bag. It would not just degrade.
Oh, God. What have I done with my life?
All right.
Bianca, I love you.
Hey, Toad, was it? How much for this bag here?
Honestly, I'll pay you to take it off my hands.
Well, I want to get the lamp and the stereo also.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm just, be honest with you, man, I'm just selling it all and just...
One man's garbage is another man's treasure, right?
Yeah. I'll pay you $20 to take the bag. Right. Please take the bag.
And then that's 20 off the lamp and the stereo.
Yeah, so 20 off the lamp and the stereo. Let's call it even. Just take,
all right.
All three.
Are you going to be out here next Sunday also?
Fuck, I hope not.
Oh, shit. Where am I? Where's my bedroom? What the hell's going on?
0011001100001.
Oh, no.
Follow me, Hila. Hila, follow me. I need your help.
I'm just a high schooler, okay? High schooler? I'm here by a mistake. I need to get back to my bedroom. I'm cleaning my bedroom.
War is always a mistake. Come with me, cleric. Your healing is needed on the front lines.
Okay, but this armor's way too heavy for me to walk in. I can't really walk.
Of course it is. Why are you in plate mail? You should be in cloth. You're a healer.
All right, I'm taking this off. Oh, no, my cat's here. Is there a safe place that we can put my cat?
Of course.
Right there. Oh, my God. What did you do?
And that is scene one. I cannot have any more damage done to cats. That'll be the end of scene one. Scene two comes from Spencer, who wrote, "Hi, gang. I'm Spencer, longtime caller, first-time fan. My suggestion is simply this. The most regrettable tattoos shop. It only took 3 years of continuous listening, but I can honestly say that you have become my favorite podcast to listen to. I even use your show to practice animating scenes. I am Sama.paint on Instagram."
Yeah!
That's Spencer. Everyone stay safe and Rona free. Peace, Spencer. Thank you, Spencer, for all you do. Check out Sama.paint on Instagram, please. He's done some stuff with our podcast, and also his other original stuff is just great, 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 great.
All right. Can you just slow down? Can you slow down?
Well, you said you wanted it to hurt.
Oh, yeah, and it hurts. It hurts. It's just, this is my first tattoo. Oh, because.
Yeah, I know. I see your body. You don't have any other tattoos.
I know. I need a quick break. I feel like, stop. I want to change what it says.
Are you sure? Because once I'm on a roll, like, I do my best work.
Maybe we can just stop in the, stop, just stop. I don't want to finish it.
I think, you know, Flamingo suits you.
Tammy, I mean, phone it call. Does. Tammy, phone call.
Oh, okay. Thank
God.
All right. I'm gonna keep it going.
Do I need to bring you the phone?
I'm coming. I'm gonna tie the little trigger so that it keeps going on your back even when I'm not here.
Oh, please don't. Please don't.
Okay. I'll be back. Flamingo all the way, baby.
Hey, dude, nice flamingo work. You hanging in there all right?
Yeah, I'm okay. Can you turn off the tattoo gun?
Listen, I'm just another patron like you. It's looking pretty great.
Are you tied down also?
We're all tied down.
Okay. Do you have a tattoo gun just in one spot blurring into your skin?
No, we're not all as lucky as you.
Oh, God. It hurts, though. I don't think it's...
How would you describe the pain? Is it like a rabbit punch? Is it like a knife?
It's like a bee sting, but a bee sting that it stopped.
Hello, is this Tammy? Tammy Slasher?
Yeah, that's right. That's me.
Wow, Tammy. You're famous. Listen, Tammy, you don't know me on Instagram.
Does that count? Sorry.
It counts. Okay. But I'm a manager, and I represent some pretty high list celebrities, and I got one of them that wants to come in. He wants your work and only your work.
Oh, I thought you were going to offer to represent me for the first half of that sentence.
Oh, do you have any? Do you act? Or
I mean,
sing or write?
You started by saying I was famous, and then that you were a manager.
Yeah,
and I thought now's my shot.
Oh, I see.
But that's fine. I can just be a conduit to artistic integrity for your client.
Are you familiar with the rapper G-Town Baby?
Am I familiar with G-Town Baby? Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Is it G-Town Baby?
It's his nephew.
Okay. Well, I don't know his nephew.
But you know G-Town Baby, right?
But I know G-Town Baby.
Okay, so.
Yeah, man. I mean, I'm seeing the bone right there, buddy. I don't know what the hell the tattoo is supposed to be, but.
Supposed to be a flamingo.
Is it a
bone? Could you just turn off the machine?
Is it a bone flamingo?
It ain't my station, buddy. I don't know what the artist is trying to do, so I'm not going to touch it.
I think she's on a phone call. If you could just flip the switch, and then she'll figure it out when she gets back.
I don't hear the gun going. Can someone check the gun for me?
Please, sir. How much money do you want? I've got $400. Just turn off that gun.
Hey, buddy, that's sacrilege to mix with another tattoo artist station. But I ain't gonna do that.
Dude, are you my guy? Are you doing the hang 10?
I am doing the hang 10. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Right butt cheek, not the left, please.
All right, let me just make sure I write that on the left butt cheek here, just like a surgeon does. Not tattoo.
Thank you.
Okay. You have very smooth buttocks. I just want to say that.
Which is why I want to cut them up.
Very smooth.
I want to burn them up. Man. Yeah.
Woo, that's smooth.
Yeah.
Look, I feel like we've really connected on this call, and I don't care so much about a famous guy's nephew, but if you wanted to come in, I'd be happy to, you know, scar your body. Make scars on your body.
Wow, Tammy Slasher.
Yeah, that's my name.
Okay, yeah. Let's. You know what? It might be good if I show them some work in person. Anyway, you know, I'll show them what you do on me, and then maybe G-Town Baby's nephew will like it, or maybe G-Town himself will like it.
Awesome. Let's try it.
Okay, I'm gonna come in. I'm gonna come in right now.
Wait a second. Is that you over there?
Hey, hi, it's me. It's me. So,
were you standing outside this whole time? That's amazing.
Yeah. Can I pick anything here on the wall? Is that how this works? Should I just look at one of these things on the wall?
If you want to be basic.
Do I? I don't.
You don't.
Oh, okay.
So let's talk. What did you dream about last night?
That my puppy was in a swimming pool and he was drowning and it was taking me a long time to get to him.
Great. I can do that. Let's do it on your calf. On your calf. I can do that on your calf.
Oh, I already have a tattoo on my calf that's not great.
Okay. Well, I can do it on your other calf.
Okay.
You have two calves.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Is that guy over there okay? Because he seems to be crying.
He's great. He's like my number one client right now. He's paying me $1,000.
Give me one sec. G-Town Baby's calling me right now. GTB, what's up, bud?
Yo, you need to hook up my nephew.
Yeah, no, I'm working on that right now. I'm going to get a tattoo first, and then we'll see if you guys like it.
You're getting a tattoo yourself?
Yeah, just to show you and show your nephew, like, if that's cool.
He's on his way over, man, and he's angry.
Oh, shit. Are you coming with him?
No, man, I'm G-Town, baby.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I forgot that. Okay. All right. That's okay. Look, he'll come. He can get a tattoo also, okay? Hey, it'd be really cool if you stopped by.
I'll see what I can do. I'm shooting a Oscar bait movie right now.
Oh, I know.
G-Town, we need you on set, baby. Okay? G-Town, can we get you on set?
I'll give you one take and that's it.
Roll song!
That's my boy.
James, it's looking so good.
Okay.
How you feeling?
Is it almost done, though? I feel like it's done. I smell something that's like, it smells like burning something.
Yeah,
like
we're almost done. Like burning bones. We've only got about 5 more hours, so almost okay. Done.
What if I said I'd pay you twice to stop right now?
I mean, I'm in it for the art, baby, not for the cash.
Okay.
I mean, this is going to look amazing when it's done.
G-Town baby nephew in the hoozle.
You seem distracted. Am I not your only
client? Where's my tattoo artist?
Hi, that's me. Nice to meet you.
I'm G-Town baby's nephew.
Do you have a name beyond nephew?
Oh, man, you tripping. I need an anchor on my neck.
An anchor on your neck? Oh, my God. Yeah. I can totally do that for you.
Right below my right chin.
Here, take a seat right here, and then I'm going to strap you in.
Whoa. Tammy,
I'm
going
to put this noose around your neck. What?
I don't want to interrupt, but I've never met G-Town Baby's nephew. I didn't know he was a toddler, and this seems like not the right move.
Well, it's too late.
I'm sick, fuckhole.
He's sick.
Okay. Damn, let go of my dick. Let go of my dick. Okay. Jesus.
I can fix that with a tattoo.
You call that a hose?
Well, I mean, looking at the graphs here, you're going to lose your dick. It doesn't look like we're going to be able to save your dick.
He's just a little boy. He just squeezed it hard. I wanted to just make sure.
I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you. Man, his grip was fantastic, and he crushed it up. It actually looks like there's this is crazy for me. It looks like there's actually excuse my language here, a shit ton of small bones in your penis.
Doctor, mm-hmm. Oh, sorry. I gave you the wrong Dixrays. Okay. So these are the correct Dixrays.
Thank you very much. Are we sure this time?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was drinking on my lunch break.
That's fine. Okay, let's take a look at this.
Okay. Stan, what I'm selling you today is the most unique and state-of-the-art Dixray machine. I don't know what you're using currently, nope. But it's a dinosaur. Mm-hmm. This Dixray device can look through time.
I don't know if I need it to be that powerful. I just need it to be able to show me.
Just an option setting. You don't have to use that. Right. I'm trying to make a point. Okay. Get it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what I'm using now is I'm taking X-rays, and then I put them up against a screen that's pretty much
light. It's 1940 in here.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
With the Dixray device, the dick goes in, you see magic.
Wait a second. You put the dick in here. Oh, so I thought these were USBs, but they just look, they're fleshlight ports. I understand.
Yes.
Okay, I get it. No. All right.
Your patients are going to be thrilled, first of all.
Yeah, well, this, from what you're showing me, it's a little too high. I don't think anybody's that tall, so we're going to have to bring it down.
Sure. We can make adjustments.
That's easy.
If you're handling little people, this is fine with me. I'm not here to judge.
Yeah. I mean, I see everybody, but this is great. Yeah, this is great. This is.
Tell you what, free sample. Go ahead, slot it in.
All right.
Whoa.
Here we go.
You got a name for that target?
I actually do. It's Miko.
Okay.
Miko's his name. It's a healer.
Do you feel anything? Does Miko feel anything right now?
Yeah.
Because the machine's already taken 72 shots.
I say, you mean from the machine itself?
Is what I'm saying.
Ding. I'm getting like a sharp pinch. I'm getting like a sharp, feels like a tattoo gun just drilling.
You're going to want to take Miko out now?
I can't. It's stuck in there. I can't.
It's stuck.
I can't get it out. I can't get it out.
So you say you were just getting a routine Dix-ray at the doctor, and then you were somehow zapped into this world?
That's all I'm saying, okay? Oh, careful. Look, I don't want any trouble.
I will kill you. I am an orc.
I know that. Look, I just...
Orc attack. I killed him.
Hey, G-Town baby. Hey, good to see you. I know you got
a minute and a half.
I know. I just want to let you know your nephew,
G-Town, we need you on set, baby.
I'll give you half a take. Roll sound!
First of all, I didn't know he was a toddler. Second of all, he crushed
my... Not a toddler, he's 6 years old with a growth issue.
Okay, well, he broke every bone in my dick. And third of all, there was a complication at the tattoo shop.
Okay.
He wanted an anchor on his neck, and, well, I'll just let him show you. Nephew?
Hey, yeah, what's up?
Did you want to show your uncle G-Town, baby? What happened?
Do I have to?
I guess not. All right, dude.
I can see what happened.
Look at this, Uncle G-Town, baby.
His whole body is an anchor.
Yeah, he's one anchor now.
I mean, it's on my back, so that's cool.
So that's that. Anyway.
So you're an orc, and you want an orc tattoo on your orc body, is what you're telling.
Yeah, is that weird?
It's not normal, but you know what? I'm all about pushing boundaries, trying new things. What's your pain tolerance?
High! Like,
1 to 10, it would be a...
15.
All right, great. Okay, bend over.
Okay. I'm putting a lot of trust into you.
I didn't mean like that. I meant like lay down.
Okay. Because I was willing to do the first thing. Just lay down.
Sorry, it's been a long day. You're my fourth client today.
Bend over is a weird thing to say when you mean lay down.
You're totally right. This was my fault. I actually was just tattooing a flamingo on this guy, and he asked me to change it to bend over, and so it was on my brain.
Okay.
Okay, lay down.
Was his name Ben Dover?
It was. Now that felt a little on the nose.
A little on the nose.
But an orc on orc doesn't feel on the nose.
I wouldn't mind a flamingo as well if you could throw one in, and maybe an anchor.
I mean, if you want, I can do whatever you want.
I mean, I don't know how long I'm going to be in this fantastical world of yours.
Is what you wanted to do.
Yes.
You sure? If you have a limited amount of time, there's a lot to see. All right, bend over. I mean, lay down.
Okay.
Lay down.
Okay, I have a Oreo Blizzard for Orc.
That's me.
Okay. There you go, sir. Enjoy it.
Orc, if you look over to your right, that's Henry Winkler's house. Henry Winkler's house.
Wow.
Yeah. The next stop is going to be, weirdly, Scott Baio.
Scott. Well, so they live next door to each other. Their politics are on the opposite spectrum.
But they did that Happy Day show together.
Sure,
and they bought property
sure.
back
this
in the
tour
70s.
Is amazing. Do I tip you now?
Sure. Okay. Every 10 minutes.
Oh, I spilled my blizzard.
Okay, Orc. So what you want to do is when the wave comes in, you just paddle as hard as you can. Okay. It feels unnatural, but just do it. Paddle, paddle, paddle. And then push yourself up and you're surfing. Look at you. Look at you.
Wow. I'm doing it. I love L.A.
Doctor, these are the orcs' Dix-ray.
All right.
So I'm pretty sure I got it right this time. Mm-hmm. Little confusion with the USB cord and the dick, but figured it out.
Just okay. So you know, it splinters off naturally. It's supposed to look like that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it's my first time looking at an orc's penis. I normally look at humans, but looks like the anatomy, it's too heavy.
Jim,
but it's
Jim, is that a bifurcated penis you're looking at?
Uh-huh. That's exactly it. Yeah.
Holy crap.
That's the word I was searching for.
Mm-hmm. Orc, you don't got to be in here if you don't want to. But
I'm sorry. Did someone say bifurcation?
Yeah, we were talking about it in here.
This guy's cock. I've never seen a bifurcation in real life. I'd love to check that thing out.
Look at this picture.
I mean,
do you want me to bend
not?
Over? Bend over?
No, that's... No. Okay. Maybe lie down.
Because I'm willing to.
That's all right. We don't need you to bend over. It's all right. All right.
I mean, don't we?
I mean, we don't need him to bend over to see a bifurcated penis.
But
the hell
he seems so willing. So.
Yeah, but so what? It wouldn't help with what we're doing. I mean, do you want to bend over? Just bend over if you want. I mean, we're not.
You know, there's only one other person that's ever been in this office that had a bifurcated penis.
Who was that?
Tell us the story. Tell us the story.
No, it was that guy James. Remember him?
James with the bifurcated penis.
I hadn't seen bifurcation like that in my entire life.
Man. Regale us with that story one more time.
No.
Why not?
I mean, I just remember two heads thinking is one.
That was the big joke. I mean, it was a Tuesday morning.
Sure.
Is this where I log in for the penis doctor? Where do I sign for the penis doctor?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
you sign right here.
Okay, and how long is the wait? I'd really like to just get in and see
there's
the doctor.
No wait.
Well, there's a line, buddy. There's a fucking line, okay?
Okay, well, so she said there's a line, minute.
There's
but
a line, but
there's
no
wait,
okay?
There's a line, but there's no wait, all right?
There's
so
a lot of women in here for this
next.
Penis doctor.
Next. Okay. Next.
Then me? Can I?
Next.
May I?
Shukunk. Shukunk.
There's no wait.
What the fuck is going on in there? That sounds like chopping.
Shukunk.
It's okay. You know what? Maybe I shouldn't come in here.
Hi. So what brings you in today?
Listen, I don't know what's happening, but where there used to be one genital, there is it seems to be a schism or a split or a can I just show you?
Please.
That. It makes that hissing sound too. This is actually, let me put this back away. Jesus.
Sorry, okay, that was unprofessional of me to make that noise.
What are you doing? I thought this was private.
I'm in every room.
She goes into every room.
It's out from your story. It sounds like he had a snake in his dick.
And that was the difference. But it was the closest to bifurcation we had ever seen.
I mean, you should. I mean, for God's sake, the story should have been he had a two-headed snake penis. Not that his penis was bifurcated. I mean, that's the story. It's a snake.
But it was just the snake in one side, not the other, right?
Yeah, the other side was a
non-snake penis.
Well, it was a pee-pee, yeah. So, I mean, frankly, it still, to me, counts as bifurcation. Am I wrong? Orc, am I wrong?
I guess on a technicality.
That is scene two, everybody, on a technicality.
Bifurcation.
That is scene two.
Is that a real thing? I mean, not that I'm worried about it, but...
Yes, James. Penis bifurcation
is
a real
right?
thing.
It's natural.
It's definitely not normal.
It's amazing
it's
what
definitely,
they can do for it now. If it was
it
20 years
natural.
Ago, like, yeah, but...
But it's rare, James. Scene three came to us from Patreon VIP member Billy, who wrote, "Hello, Mr. Kevin. I'm one of your most medium fans, but I digress. I'm also one of your newest Patreons. Actually, I love you and all the regulars and so many of the guests as well." Ah, well, that covers all of us today. "There were a few days when I expected a zombie apocalypse to overwhelm my town, and Alchemy This has been a great respite. In parentheses, NYC is trending on the mend now. Yay. Anyway, I had an idea I thought Hughes would be good at improving on." I hope he didn't mean improving on. "Some high school age kids are in the nationals of some sort of competition." And then he gives several examples. I didn't think we needed any of them. "But it's nationals for a competition among high schoolers. The contestants should give a speech, possibly explain their dioramas. Shuffle up and deal, Billy!" The next contestant is Greg Kukeman. Greg Kukeman.
Okay, Greg, look, focus up. You got this, okay, buddy? You know how to do this. We've been practicing this for a while. You got it, Greg, okay? You can do this.
Dad, you don't need to be here.
I know I don't need to be here, okay? But my dad wasn't here for my speech, okay? And that affected my whole life. You know that. Okay, this is a big deal, Greg. Okay? This is a big deal.
How many states were there when you gave your speech?
Okay, Greg, enough. Enough. Okay? Enough of that, all right? You're going to go out there and you're going to deliver your speech. And
they'd only discovered like 6 planets at the time, right?
Jesus fucking Christ. What the fuck is your problem, Greg, huh? What the fuck is your problem, huh? You want to fight?
All of a sudden you take an interest in my life?
I mean, I've always had an interest.
Is everything okay over here?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Hi, Greg. Greg. Hi.
Yeah, we're really holding for effect.
Okay, that's nice. That's nice. But you've been called out to the stage. I think now it's time to take your place. Mr. Geffermeyer, you can take a seat if you'd like.
Yeah, it's Mr. Geffermeyer.
I'm so sorry. Greg, we're all excited.
My dad has a different last name than me because he's barely in my life.
Okay, Greg. Okay. It's okay. Look, I purposely, you know, put some distance between me and Greg to build up this resentment.
He was on the road for 5 years and then shows up out of nowhere and suddenly is like, oh, I want to help you with your diorama.
Okay, Greg, just look, I had an issue. I'll tell this guy. Look, so when I was a kid, my dad wasn't there for me and my dad diorama speech. And anyway,
hey,
long story short,
hey,
it affected
Ken,
everything.
Sorry to interrupt here, but we need Greg out there. What's happening? What's going on?
Well,
I've announced
father,
him.
I know, but his father's telling me about how his father wasn't around. I thought this is important.
Okay, well, that's on a need-to-care basis. Greg, are you ready to go out there?
Yes, let's do it.
Hold on, hear me out. What if we put up? What if we sent Greg's father out first to explain?
Why?
Because it's a speech as well. Maybe he can explain where Greg's coming from because of where he came from. I'm just spitballing here. I'm new.
A pre-speech from a father. I mean, it's never happened before.
It's never happened before.
I'm a big proponent of precedent
as an attorney.
Mr. Geffermeyer?
It's Mr. Geffermeyer.
Geffermeyer? Greg, what do you think?
Greg, what do you think?
Look! I know it seems I'd be unlikely to say yes to this, but I'm going to defer to the principal. I'm curious to see how this is going to play out.
Well, if this is going to happen, maybe the other kids here, Janet, Tom, are your parents here?
No, my parents, they moved.
Oh,
they
that's
moved
right.
away. Remember?
Oh, that's wish that's, my parents moved.
That's
Ken,
right.
Greg,
Ken,
stop.
Okay.
But I do have a diorama. Oh, sorry.
Let Sally go next. This is great. Let Sally go
I'm
next.
Janet,
I've already.
I'm what Janet. About Janet? Her name's Janet. Always call me Sally.
Sorry. We had a student here named Sally who died, and I miss her so much.
It's okay. Right,
look,
I
don't want to open any of that shit up, but look, I'm Greg's dad.
Meyer,
okay,
why
I think I should
off?
Go out there.
Did you kill Sally, Dad? Did you kill Sally?
Greg, would you stop accusing me of murder?
Oh, I can't wait to see Greg's speech. You know, I love him so much. Like, he was my own son.
I'm sorry. I don't know how many times I can tell you this. I don't know you. Please stop talking to me, okay?
Who's your kid? Is your kid coming up today?
Yes, my child is coming up, please.
Hey, could you leave my wife alone, please?
I'm sorry. Sir, I wish my wife could be here, but she's busy.
Sir, could you just back off at least 3-4 feet?
This is the seat that I have. I can't really.
You can't really?
I don't know. I mean, I'm here to watch my
stepson do a speech. How about that? More watching, less talking.
Oh, okay. I'll stop talking. Okay?
Yeah, great.
But
great,
I can't
man.
Move this. This is the seat.
Hey, Janet, it's Daddy and Mommy. You have your big speech today, right?
I do. Yeah. How are you doing? I've been
eating. Oh, great. Kauai is incredible. We've been eating a lot too. You know, the islands are all different. You know, so we're island hopping often. It's so much fun. We want to make sure that.
There's a whale, honey. There's a whale.
There's a whale, baby. Bye, Janet.
I've been using sunblock.
Hey, Janet, I saw you on the phone. I wasn't sure if you were making that up or if you were really talking to somebody. Is everything okay?
No, it's fine. It's just my
dad. I need
dad
somebody
and my
out
mom.
There. Ken, yep. I just need somebody out
there. All right, here we go, Janet. I wish I could talk. I'm sorry.
Mr. Geffermeyer, it's very important that when you finish your speech, you then introduce Greg, okay?
Yeah, I got it. I've done this before.
You couldn't.
It's pronounced Cucum, by the way. It's spelled C-U-C-K apostrophe E-M. It's spelled like Cuckum, but it's pronounced Cucum.
Okay, there's no way you've done this before, by the way. You haven't done a speech and then introduced your son before.
Here we go.
Okay, ready?
Do this.
Jerry, did you want to introduce Mr. Geffermeyer?
Right. Hello, everybody. Hello. Hello, oh, I'm Greg's God. Dad.
No, you weren't there.
Please
you weren't
stop
there
talking.
For him.
Please stop yelling during this thing, okay? Please.
This is his deadbeat dad. I'm not just going to let him go up there and do that. Okay, I'll be quiet.
So I'm here to introduce my son, who's going to be presenting the diorama. And if we think about dioramas, the thing that we always understand about it, it's that diorama, it sounds, it's a multisyllabic word. So we're going to be, if you put your hand underneath your chin and you say, everyone do that, everyone put your hand on your chin and go, oh,
that's
diorama.
It. I got to go up there. I got and you son of a.
And it's come just, here. Excuse me, sir. No. This is his turn.
No, no, no. He's talking. He's introducing my stepson. He hasn't been there. Let me out there. I'll do this.
Okay. Oh, okay. This is crazy. Just, go.
Hey. And if we think about it, it's not
Hey, what are you doing up here?
The hell are you doing there?
I've been raising your blood while you've been gone, and you're just going to come up and do the speech. I'll do the pre-speech. What are we supposed to tell the audience?
Oh, what the hell is happening?
Okay, all right, everybody, hi. I'm the principal here. Greg, come on out here. Now, Greg, what we need you to do so we can keep this day moving forward is to choose which one you love more.
So I love Randy, my stepdad.
Okay, way more. Let's not jump to the answer just yet.
Easy call, Christ. Randy, all the way.
Hold on, thank you, Greg.
I love you, son. Randy.
I love you too.
Hold on. This is bullshit. Let's do something here. Let's do something here.
Mr. Geffermeyer, I'm sorry.
Mr. Geffermeyer, I could use a dad.
Okay. Well, Janet, I'm kind of in the middle of something here. I got to handle this, Janet, okay? Let me just figure this out.
Mr. Geffermeyer, it seems that your parents didn't love you.
It's Mr. Geffermeyer.
And now your
He's
son
saying
doesn't
it right,
love you.
You asshole.
Thank you, Randy.
Ken, one person speaking. That's all we need.
Look, listen, Jerry. I appreciate you being assistant stage manager here. You're right. The fucking janitor. You know what I mean? So 300, the other days of the week, you just clean up vomit with sawdust. Today,
yeah, right.
Sorry
this
about
is
that.
My day. This
Sorry
is my
about
day.
That again.
This is my day.
That's this is
fine.
Your day.
It's cool, Janet. Vomit some more. I'm ready. I'm good to go. Is anyone else good to go? There's a microphone. Has an introduction been given? Who's speaking?
I have a diorama. No. It's of a village, the village of people it takes to raise a child.
Great.
Okay. You know what? You three, let's get backstage. Janet, take it away.
Hello, right. Everyone. My name is Janet. I am alone.
That's the fire alarm. I'm so sorry. Everybody evacuate the building.
Dad, why did you pull the fire alarm?
Greg, stay here with me, Greg. Stay here with me, okay?
I'm not staying here with you. Get away from me.
Greg, just stay with me, okay? Do you love me more or you do love Randy more?
Randy. The answer is Randy.
Well, then we both die here, Greg, okay? We both die okay?
Is this how you killed Sally?
he just pulled the fire alarm. We're not going to die here.
Yeah, that fucker's going to start a fire.
Listen.
He burned Sally alive. I know he did.
Oh,
Greg,
my God.
Do you really think that? Is that why you've been on the run?
Ashes to ashes.
I've been on the run. Right?
Dust to dust. Yeah, we all
just
gathered.
Just clean the vomit up, please.
I'm so sorry.
Who
I'm so sorry
man?
About that.
Who is this man about to give a eulogy? Do we know him?
No, he's not. He just every time he sprinkles the sawdust, he always does this weird thing, ashes to ashes. Janet, it's okay.
I'm
this
so
is,
sorry. I can't
no,
help
this
it.
This is your thing. This is your thing.
I have so much anxiety.
Janet, what did you eat?
Sawdust.
Principal Hampton, I'm looking over at the expense report here, and it looks like we have 80% of the budget going to sawdust. Is that correct? Well,
it's a sawdust cat litter mix, so it's more expensive.
Okay, well, that doesn't help what I'm looking at here. I don't understand why most of the budget is going to sawdust.
You don't understand, but I'm going to make you understand. Can we get Janet to my office, please? Can we get Janet
right
to my
here.
Office?
I'm here.
Oh,
I was.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
I'm right here.
Superintendent Chalmers, this is Janet. Janet, this is Superintendent Chalmers.
Nice to meet you, sir.
No, pleasure.
She is the reason why our budget is the way it is. But, and I mean this, I wouldn't change it. We don't need science anymore. We don't need arts anymore. We need to make sure that this little girl feels like she's safe and can vomit wherever she wants to vomit.
Wow.
And that's.
Are you my dad?
Get off of me. Get off of me. She does have a clinging issue.
Okay. But... I can see. Get off of me. I'm not your dad. Get off of me. Okay.
Are you sure? Okay.
I am sure. Well, look, if it, all this budget is going to making sure that one woman, little girl, I guess, who's vomiting everywhere, and we're not diagnosing her, we're not putting any effort into figuring out why she's throwing up, I'm totally cool with that, right? And I'm going to green light this.
Did somebody throw up? Did somebody throw up?
Sorry.
Ken?
No, Jerry. No one threw up.
Okay. No, Jerry.
Why is she dressed like a priest?
Meow. I have my cat in my duffel bag.
That's all right.
Okay. Well, thank you for visiting, Superintendent Chalmers.
You're welcome. I'm going to jump on my motorcycle spaceship, and I'm going to get the hell out of here. All right?
Wow, Janet. I hope you realize that even if your
I'm your daughter? That I'm your daughter?
No.
I hope I realize that. I'm your daughter?
No.
Do you want a cat? Do you want a cat?
Maybe we can have a school cat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ken? Sorry. Yeah. Can we not have a school cat?
Oh, okay. Ixnay on the at K.
I mean, we could.
You can take it home and you can call it school. You can give it the name school. I'd just rather not be cleaning up after a cat along with 700 kids.
I love the idea.
And let's give it up for the South Point dead bloated cats. Let's go. Come on. Let's give it up.
Janet!
Hello, my name is Janet. I am here to debate you.
Show us your feet!
What?
Okay, get that guy out of here. Get that guy out of here. Who's that feet guy?
Wait, stop! Janet! Janet, it's Daddy!
What?
Hey, Mommy! It's your dad!
Are you for real?
Yeah, I look different because I got a fucking crazy tan.
You're so tan. And why? What is that tattoo?
It was supposed to be a flamingo. It's a long story, babe.
Bend over.
That's what it transformed into eventually. Listen, your mom and I just wanted to say, we'll see you soon. We're hopping on a plane. We are going to Japón, which is Spanish for Japan. We love you.
Oh, please take me with you.
Bye.
All right. So, yes, you're right. Just remember, when you're going to Japan, speak Spanish. Okay? It's a romance language. Japanese culture embraces it. So,
And they'll understand it there. Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, yes. Spanish.
Okay.
Yeah.
Darling, baby, did you want to speak some of your Spanish?
Yes. Donde es sushi?
Boom.
Hi, man.
Where's the sushi? Yeah, that's good. So,
right?
Have fun.
Sushi have fun, in fun, la biblioteca.
Fun. Yeah, where's the library? So, I think you're going to be fine.
Meow. It's just a cat in your bag. It's just a cat. It's not Janet. It's just a cat.
Oh,
meow.
God. I kind of thought this was going to happen.
It's okay.
I'm a cat. My name is School. I'm a school cat.
Okay, Janet, here's the thing you have to understand. Your mother and I are choosing
travel
over you.
Over you.
But I can come too. I can
travel. That's what travel is. Travel away.
Travel away to leave, Janet. To leave your worries behind.
But I always wanted to go to Japan.
And that's why you won't. Because you can't say Japan.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's a line forming. I need to just, there's no wait.
Is there a line?
No, there's no wait. So just if you want to do this outside the office or.
I think we like doing it right here. What's your problem?
You know, you're right. I can go out to the lobby and do what I do. I don't need this office that I spent 15 years, building up. But that's fine. Yeah, let me go to the lobby. Let me just take my
laptop. Do you want to take Janet? Why don't you take Janet with you? Janet, why don't you go with the nice man?
Janet, go with the stranger.
You're just sending me off with.
Greg, I'm really proud of the work you did today. I know it didn't go the way you thought it would. But
no, it was disappointing.
Well, I understand how you could be disappointed, but it was a unique experience. Not a lot of kids get to have that. And you could have chosen whoever you wanted to be the one you love the most, but I really felt special that you chose me, Greg.
There you are.
And,
No. There you are. I'm trying to get the hell away from you.
Jesus.
You can't come to our home. I'm sorry.
Oh, I can't come to your home. Well, here I am. I paid for the goddamn home.
Well, you might have paid for it a long time ago, but now it is mine and Barbara's house.
Greg, who do you want to be your dad, huh?
Randy.
He's already signed this.
Randy is my dad.
Could you guys? That is our show for today. Yes. Randy is my dad. I want to thank all the alchemists for gathering this particular session. Joey in the Zoom hang changed his name to Games Hanny. Again, taking another terrific shot at James. Joey, do you have anything to tell the folks? A Bear Supply coming up Wednesday night still on your West Side Comedy
Twitch.
That's exactly,
yeah. So every Wednesday, 7 o'clock, Bear Supply. It's getting nuts. It's getting crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to get crazier and crazier. And actually, every night at 7, you can see a show at West Side's Twitch channel.
So it's twitch.com/WestsideComedy?
Twitch.tv.
Let's not fight. And Joey, James' hair color real quick?
It's red. It's 100% red.
Thank you. Carla Kakowski, thank you so very, very, very much.
Thank you.
What else would you like to tell us about what's going on now at the West Side Comedy Theater?
Yeah, it's shows 6 nights a week. We've got online classes. Joey Greer is teaching an online class. Chris Alvarado is teaching an online class. Get on that.
So James, people just go to westsidecomedy.com.
Yep, westsidecomedy.com.
Sign up for classes. And can you choose one of these two knuckleheads to be your
teacher?
You
totally can. Yep.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, all the info's there. You can email me, Carla at westsidecomedy.com, with any questions. Let's keep improv going.
Thank you so much for that. Chris Alvarado.
Yeah, I want to use my time to say fucking Carla Kakowski is killing it during this weird time. She, along with some others, are keeping the theater that we love so much afloat. She's working tirelessly, and it's really awesome.
Thanks, Chris.
I mean, it's just true. You're doing so much work, and we all appreciate it. The whole community appreciates it. So we love you, and also you're funny, and you're great, and cool, and Craig likes you, which is nice. So,
Craig, thank you, Chris. Craig, did you want to debate that?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll take the negative. Yeah.
You don't have to.
Thank you, Craig, for joining us as always.
Sure, and if you need a mnemonic to remember the order of the planets, my very elegant mother just sat upon 9 porcupines. Always works. That's if you still consider Pluto a planet.
My very elegant mother
just sat upon 9 porcupines.
Really,
I'll never remember that.
James, want to write this down real quick? My very elegant mother.
I just gotta type it.
My very elegant mother just sat upon.
You know what? I can't do it.
Thanks, James. Appreciate that. Where can folks find your insanity and genius, James?
It's every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. There is a live screening of the Minecraft show. And the last couple of weeks, it's been going really well. If you're interested in zany Minecraft material, check it out. 11 a.m. on Gamefront on YouTube.
Thank you for that, James. Let's thank our producer and engineer to the stars, Mr. Doug Bame. The fine folks at iHeartMedia. And all of you wonderful listeners out there, we cannot stress enough how much we love and appreciate you, your emails, all of your comments, Patreon support, all of it. It just means the world to us. So thank you. Plain and simple. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Until next time,
Alchemy this!